Howdy ho, Ranger Joe. Welcome back to...
Wow!
Coming right out of the gate.
That's not our intro, but I love it.
Right out of the gate with that one.
Greetings, brothers.
No, sorry, did you not like Howdy Ho, Ranger Joe today?
I thought it was great.
Okay.
But these are our brothers.
So the story is that when we went to the Ladies in Tangents live show, we were talking about how Callie Sierra and I'm... Jerry. And I was like,
fucking love this show.
You really would. And I was like,
oh, that's... We kept thinking about you the whole time we were there. And we're like, God, Stephanie would be dying laughing with us right now.
If only someone would have invited me.
Next, well, to be fair, we bought our tickets beginning of December.
Oh.
Yes.
It was before they knew they liked me.
Oh, we knew we loved you.
Oh, we knew we loved you already.
Yeah.
But we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, I come to the realization, because she's like, I'm definitely Sierra, you're definitely Jerry, and I was like, that's so perfect, because my name starts with a J, her name starts with a J, Sierra's name starts with a C, your name starts with a C, beautiful. Uh-huh. Like, look at us finding our people. And then out of nowhere, Jerry starts singing, O Canada, and Callie goes, get up there! Get up there with her. And
did you get up there?
No. I wish.
At one point, I was like, I'm not going to like run at them because that would be terrifying. And I would hate that if somebody did that to me while
someone
I was on stage.
Running at you screaming.
Like
okay,
they're on stage. Oh, yeah.
But I did.
Titties bouncing.
I did think about
it. Oh, Canada.
Our home and native land.
Oh, titties are
true.
Singing.
Anyway. Patriot something. Okay.
So,
So that was better
welcome,
than my
welcome back.
I actually know how to conduct.
I know you do.
Well, welcome back to Bitches and Stitches. We are fondly going to name this episode, episode 2 reboot. And what that is a boot is...
Which brings us back to Canada. Oh, Canada.
Full circle.
So.
Don't call it a callback.
Last week, we all came together to record what we thought was going to be episode 2 after we listened to episode 1. And we were like, oh my God, we're so funny. And we thought we had this under control. And we started talking to each other. How would you, like... what's an adjective? What comes to mind when you think about what happened last week?
I think we were trying to have, like, silly, goofy time. We did have stories that were to be, like, funny, but they also stemmed into very serious topics.
Yeah, like, so right off the bat, I feel like it kind of went into this... spiral. Like we really want to like laugh and we don't want to cry because we do that a lot. We want to express ourselves and, you know, leave room to chat about like neurodivergence and all the fuckery that comes with it and how we, you know, staying on track. It's a lot like herding cats, but in our own brain. But like the fail that comes to mind to me, and this is me falling on my own shame and guilt. Like, this is definitely my personal, like, oh, this is where I think I went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think I weaved, like, a one-woman show, like, where there was, like, crying and yelling and then, like, freely bashing belief systems that don't align with mine. I think we assaulted the funeral industry, capitalism.
That was kind of
I mean, like, all of these are bad guys, but then, like, I needed to out my childhood bullies by name. And, you know, various abusers throughout history. And I wrapped it all up with an incoherent feminist rant. And, like, the inability to find the correct Alanis Morissette lyric to really sum up what I was trying to say because I got too drunk to form complete sentences.
It was the Barbie monologue, Stephanie's version.
I would like to say, I know you're saying I, but I felt that I was really contributing to that. And then, yeah.
It was a time.
Yeah, Callie's over in the corner with like the glazed look over her eyes,
Callie
and Jazz
no
and I are like, yeah,
on this plane of existence.
I needed
to leave my brain for those conversations. Yeah.
Callie was no longer on this plane of existence, and Stephanie and I were in full, we're going to change the world mode.
Absolutely, right now. And, you know, it's very problematic to show up to try to do something that you care about if all you've had for dinner is Adderall and a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, those tend to be a doozy of a combo.
So, the episode 2, the reboot.
Episode 2.
Point. Part due. Oh.
Episode 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, episode 2, dootin' dootin' doo. Like, I got nothing.
In dittery doo.
Uh-huh. But, in you know. Poo.
We've been talking all week.
Hey, number 2.
Did you poo?
not recently.
Oh, just at work earlier.
Just at work earlier.
It's fine.
Everybody Callie, do you want to tell your poo story?
I can tell my poo story, absolutely.
Jump on into that poo.
I need a sip. Normally, when I need to take a number 2 at work, I migrate to a restroom that is on a completely different floor in a completely different building.
She's talking about shit.
Yeah.
By the way.
She's got to take a pooperooski, if you will.
It's not very potty mouth of me, but I...
Oh, you're saying because you wouldn't say shit. It wasn't very... Got it. It wasn't your normal MO. Got it. I'm with you. I need to drink more, apparently.
So, I decided, Callie, you're leaving work in 10 minutes. You do not have time to make this trek to another building for your afternoon poo. So, I go to the poop and stall that is in the closest ladies' room to our desk.
Poop and stall sounds like a place, you know? I mean, like if you say it all.
Welcome very to poop and stall.
Welcome to poop and stall, home of the
pooperooskies.
Corn dog. I don't know.
The corn dog. like that's where corn dogs were created. The poop and stall. Which.
It sounds like a place in New Hampshire. You know, like, poop and stall would be in New Hampshire, I think.
Oh. Welcome to poop and stall, New Hampshire. Okay. Apologies to any New
except for there's an R in there that you don't pronounce.
Poop and stall.
We buy a town in New Hampshire, and we make it a lovely, lovely lady safe haven, and we call it poop and stall.
Yeah, so
welcome to poop and stall.
Make us rich so we can buy a town.
Yeah, help us. Sure. At least help us, like,
ladies retreat.
Yeah.
The ladies and theys.
Anywho.
Girls, theys, and theys.
Anyhow.
You didn't make it to the poop and stall today, though.
I did make it. No. I went to the...
The nearest poop and stall.
The nearest poop and stall, which I wouldn't normally use. And you know it's the poop and stall because it used to have a broken lock on it. It's all the way at the end of the restroom, and it's the only stall in there that has a plunger.
But I loved the broken lock because it was so simple when you were in a hurry. You could just whoop it right into place.
Yes.
It was wonderful.
I regularly receive Snapchats from the one, the only Jocelyn Briggs of, or a text message of, I was trying to poop in the poop and stall and everyone decided they had to come in here. And that is one of my fears. So I go to the poop and stall. I'm like, this shouldn't take too long. And immediately I'm like, oh wow, my rear end smells. Hope no one walks in here. Obviously, I'm not oblivious that my shit stinks, you know? And next thing you know, one after another comes in having to pee. And then, as soon as I sent y'all that text message, I am in the stall. I'm like, okay, you know, break it off. We gotta go. There's shit to do, literally. And I've made a nest so you can't hear it splash. All of these things.
How does one do that with an automatic flush? Because it always flushes away before I get a chance to poop on it.
I don't know. It hasn't happened to me yet. I just...
Callie's just good at outsmarting
the automatic toilet. So,
oh, boy.
Someone comes in the stall directly next to me.
Naturally.
Every restroom is now open, and there's 5 other stalls in this restroom.
Well, you were the closest to the pooping stall.
Maybe they needed to poop.
No. They needed to pee, and I know who this person was by their shoes, and I'm like, fuck, they can probably tell who I am by their shoes. And this person, I'm just scared that they just went out on the floor and told everyone my drama about my poops.
I don't... So, here's what I told her as I'm getting this play-by-play.
Of my poops.
Of her poops in the bathroom. What you got to do is you go in, you assert dominance.
Yeah.
And how you do that is you let the loudest fart rip.
Uh-huh.
You just let her rip. Big old fart. Largest fart you can muster. And then you laugh at yourself.
Uh-huh.
And at this point, it was just you and one other person. So they knew they didn't laugh.
Correct.
And they probably also knew there was nobody else in that bathroom.
Uh-huh.
So you laugh at yourself
uh-huh.
before they can laugh at you. Which is also how I've lived my life, and that is not the best coping mechanism for other things, really, but it's good for pooping. And then
I wasn't really in a shooting mood.
Continue your dump.
Or
uh-huh.
you get to the ripe old age of 39 and a half, and you've been constipated for 12 solid years.
Oh.
So if a shit needs to come, let it cometh. Shamelessly, you have it when and where you uh-huh. need to poop. There yeah. is no shame, because you know what? When you hold it in, eventually your body's going to go, you know what? We don't need to shit anymore. We'll just be a little scared of shitting. And then you'll be like me. You'll be 40 and you haven't had like a regular turd schedule since you were in your 20s, and you miss it. And you're like, why was I so scared to shit in public? Now, I have no shame. I'll go into a one staller. I'll basically go into, like, the Coke bathroom and shit in the stall while the other girls are doing their lines. I don't fucking care.
Absolutely.
My butthole.
Oh, that kind of Coke bathroom.
Yeah.
Not the world of Coke.
See,
no, world opportunity of Coke, only knocks once. You know? Like, you gotta.
And then when it's actually.
The Coke bathroom.
It's. I was thinking
correct.
You were going to the world of Coke. And
I just knew if I attempted to establish dominance, one, this person probably would have laughed, but also they 100% would have brought it up at the bar the next time we all went out. And I was like, okay, so we're not going to do that. Because I do have a fear this person would intentionally try to embarrass me for their own benefit.
But then
I was going to ask if it was Aunt Piss. Would the joke
be on them?
No, because I wish it was Aunt Piss. I definitely would have just made it, you know, like a really fake loud fart if it was Aunt Piss.
I literally would be like, Aunt Piss, listen to this, and then let her rip.
But like, how could, like, you know, people in glass houses, right? Like, how can anybody make fun of anybody for shitting?
I agree.
Everybody poops.
We all shit. I shit my pants last week. Excuse me. I did not shit my pants. I shit my butt.
You shit your butt.
It did not touch your pants.
It did not touch my pants, but I still involuntarily shat. I involuntarily shit sometimes. Yep. I voluntarily shit sometimes. I surprise shit sometimes. Wow. Like, everybody
surprise.
Shit. It's got to come out.
It's like a surprise stab, which is what I call it when it I don't get a warning pre-tattoo.
Yep. Oh. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I'm just used to it now.
Yeah, it's... Okay, I'm like, there's I'm no surprise stabs. Soon, and then you start, and you get like 5 minutes in, and you're like, ah, shit, I forgot to tell you I was starting.
Sorry.
We're ready.
Sorry, stabbing is continuing. I mean, I guess I can understand, like, being embarrassed.
Contagious. It's not contagious.
No.
Like, being embarrassed about that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Because I definitely had a time when I used to be embarrassed about it. Like, I remember when I was 18, 19, and I was living in this one-room apartment. And my best friend was living with me, and these two boys, like, came, and they never left. And we drank a lot, and we did a lot of drugs, but I had to wait for them to go to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
And because I didn't want to poop with mm-hmm. the boys in the house, because I still had it in my mind that that was really embarrassing.
Right.
And that, like, nobody would ever want to fuck me again
if I pooped.
However, I had zero interest in fucking either of these
correct.
Boys, except for I ended up fucking both of the boys. But
hey.
That's another story. But I remember thinking everybody was asleep. And I, like, scurried into the bathroom. And mind you, this is in the very early 2000s where internet was not just, like, readily accessible. So this joke was a lot more funny back then. But as soon as I sit down on the toilet and I get comfortable and it's quiet and I can feel it crowning, I hear this on the door. And it's Kenny outside the door and he goes, "You logging in?"
Oh,
because you had to log into the internet every time. And I don't know, maybe that's the moment that broke me, because I'm like, I haven't shit in days because there's boys in my apartment.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm like, fuck, I shit with the door open now.
Yeah.
And guess what? he would love a blowjob from me. Yes. After shitting mm-hmm. with the door open. Like, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Pussy is still pussy, even if there is an asshole 2 inches away from it.
Agreed. Exactly.
They love it. Agreed. It's fine.
Well, and, you know, well, a full-blown callback. Apparently, obviously, I have a couple of things that I need to be more comfortable with, as I had my queefing story in episode 1. I'm sorry, you weren't ready for that one.
Sharqueefa, no.
The word queef's never not going to be funny.
I told someone today, I said, Steph just found the word queef so funny in the last episode, to the point where there was a debate over, is it Queef Latifa or Queen Laqueefa? And
you be the judge.
Email us your vote.
Yes. There was a beautiful...
Comment below. Is it Queen Laqueefa? easy for me to say. Or Queef Latifa.
Correct. Yeah. No, that's fine. The participating party was a real sport about it. So.
Anyway, after the queef... Wait, you had another queef story?
No.
Queef...
No, no.
Do you have a queef? Was it a queef?
I don't... I must ask you a question.
Well.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you were going to say something, and then we get off on the queef. Yeah, you were like, I have something else to work on, and I realized after the queef.
So, and then I do have a callback, also, I have a wraparound, is what I'm going to call it, into.
Fuck, this is hard.
This is Callie's reach around.
Hey. Here's, for free.
Here's Callie's reach around corner.
So, I'm going to call attention into what we would like to talk about today. And that is, one, I was super embarrassed by the queef thing, super embarrassed by the using the restroom as a normal human, and I don't know where that comes from, because my mom, my entire life, will shit with the bathroom door open and not care. She will be on the phone with you grunting. So, it is aggressive, and she won't give you any warning. So, I don't know where I get this.
I'm
going
to start calling you all and taking a shit. Just so it feels like home.
No. You just gotta answer the phone. You logging in?
You logging in yet? Okay, so I don't know where that fear comes from, but I have never let out an audible fart around a partner. And...
But you sleep fart.
Probably.
Everybody sleep farts. They have heard things come out of your
ass.
But
I'm asleep, so I don't have to think about it. And
no, but they know. They know.
Good for them. I'm not going to think about that part. But I, I've been with long-term partners, short-term partners, and I have never once let out an audible fart, aside from the time where I was a teenager and I was in a boy's bed and I've been holding in a fart the entire day we were hanging out, and I decided it was safe because it was going to be quiet, and I trusted my butthole.
Never trust your butthole.
As my dad would say, you never trust a fart, and you never waste a boner.
Oh. Educated man. Wow. Yes, the man of
quote
many...
from Joe Woody.
I love that.
Yeah.
Definitely not what I want to hear from my father.
Ooh, no.
No. So.
Big yikes.
I proceed ick, as I will. Am.
A,
yes.
A big ol' ick.
I proceed as I am cuddling this man to just like let out the smallest little fart.
Those are the ones that smell the worst.
Fortunately for me, it did not smell. I did that earlier. However, it did vibrate the bed a little bit. And he's like, oh, what was that? And I said, oh, it was just my phone. Like, I'm sure, like, I just got a text or something. It's just my phone vibrating. And he goes, well, do you need to check your phone? And I said, no, I'm good. And he goes, no, what if it's your mom? Like, what if your mom's on her way here? And, like, you're not supposed to be in my bed and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll check it. And then he looks at my phone and he goes, there's no messages on your phone. And I said, oh, yeah, strange.
My God, what is this, solving a murder?
Yeah. Like, why did he... Phantom
you must detect your fucking fantastic fucking detective over there, little bud.
And so what I brought up, when we discussed on Friday evening what our topic for today was going to be, or what we would hope our topic for today would be, is discussing our icks, and you two both jointly said at the same time that your icks were people who were too scared to fart around their partners, and then I just said, oh...
Because Callie's too scared to fart around a partner.
I am.
Well, okay. A bigger ick than somebody that won't fart around their partner, and I'm going to shift this onto the men, because what I have realized is that one of my icks is men. Yeah. Full stop. Yeah. Just men. But anyway, there is one man in particular that comes into mind. He's one of the most vile men I have ever known in my life. Disgusting, uncouth, like, not attractive. Like, anything you can think of that could be wrong with a man is wrong with this man.
You had to be an uncouth.
Uncouth. Yeah. And he once announced that he could never be with a girl that farted in front of him, or if he knew she pooped. And I was like, I have seen you pick belly button lint out of your own belly button in public.
Also,
sniff it, get caught by said girlfriend, and sniff it, stuff it back into your belly button. But if she farts, that's grounds for termination, you pig.
Also, like, I hate to break it to him. Women shit.
Yeah.
We don't just be pooping.
He shits.
We be shitting.
Yeah. He shits so frequently. He shits his pants so frequently that we used to use his name as an adjective for shitting our pants. Say we blanked our pants. I don't, unless you could, like, can you beat me out if I say this?
I don't know if I can. We could change the name. Because I have a similar tale.
Can I guess and do a fake name? I don't want the real name.
I'll just show you.
Can I give you a name? Okay, beautiful.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you.
I'll show you a picture on Instagram. But this is what we used to say. We'd be like, we
blanked our pants. I had a friend. Sorry, go ahead.
Quick tie-in. We had somebody at my old job.
Was it the last name that you said?
The last name.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, okay.
We had somebody at my old job that shall remain nameless, both, and they would so consistently go take a shit in the bathroom. We had one bathroom in all of, like, that all of us used, and he would take a shit so consistently and so terribly that it would clog the toilet that we started saying, I'm going to go pull a blank name, insert name here, when we would go to take a shit. Uh-huh. So we could warn the rest of the people there, if you need to go, number one, before I go in there and destroy this bathroom, now's your time.
Do it now or forever. Hold your peace.
Or your pee.
Yeah.
That too.
I knew a woman, however, a young lady, she was a teenager at the time, who, when looking for prospective boyfriends, did indeed say, if he ever farts around me, I will break up with him. And I seriously mean that. She said, I don't want to date someone who farts. They have since changed their ways, and they are much more comfortable
with
bodily functions.
I just have questions for people. Leave your comments below. Do you think that just because somebody's a separate person from you, that they don't have bodily functions? Because that seems pretty silly to me.
I mean, there are times and places, right? Like, if you take me out to a fancy restaurant, I'm not just going to, like, lift my leg and go, you know, like, at the table. Like, I have manners.
That makes sense.
But in the privacy of my own home, if I have to fart, I'm going to fart. Yeah, please don't shit in my eye.
I'm not going to fart,
you know?
While you're tattooing my ass. I'm going to do my damnedest not to.
I'm staring right into your octopus beak. Like, please do not fart.
Your whispering eye. Actually, that's your vagina. I'm sorry.
Me and your leather Cheerio are
your whispering eye.
You've never seen that movie?
No.
Oh, okay. What movie? What movie? The one with the kids that get the fake IDs. It's
Superbad?
Yes, thank you.
Oh dear.
And one of the nerdy kids was like, "Tell her you want to see her whispering eye. Tell her." And then he goes, "Can't wait to see her whispering eye." And hangs up really quickly. And the kid goes, "You just said you want to see her vagina."
Callie, the only way I can equate that to a whispering eye is through the first episode and your queef story.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I did prepare a generalized list of icks. I know we all have our own. They could be pet peeves. They could be icks.
But also, can we address for a second the fact that rallying three neurodivergent women together to do a podcast. You know how many fucking lists we have? Can we just take a moment to address how many lists we have?
Are we doing our list count?
We all pulled up our lists.
And in our notes app. In our just notes on app. Our...
Yeah.
Yeah, this is excluding any, like, tangible lists, which I have many of. But in my notes app, today, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Tallahassee Payne, I have 99 notes stemming from 2016, which means, honestly, probably just that I didn't realize the Notes app existed when I got my first iPhone in 2012.
I have 188, the last one, the first one being August 7th of 2016. And here's one from 2017. It just says Clint Eastwood box set.
Yes.
Why?
Uh-huh.
Does that exist? Did I need to look up if it existed? Uh-huh. Like,
I have 160.
Okay.
And my oldest dates back to 2015, and they are Etsy links, which I will later test if they still work, because Lord knows what Kelly in 2015 wanted to purchase on Etsy. I would also like to call out that I have a folder titled Therapy, which were things for me to bring up in therapy. And then I also, and I hate this for myself, because this was the toxic place that I was in 2020, I have a whole folder titled Weight Loss Ideas.
Oh, good.
Oof. Mm.
I have I have one because this is best suited for your notes app instead of your calendar. I have a paranoia about not being a good friend because I'm not, because I forget everything. But here on September 1st, 2017, I made myself a note that September 8th is Paige's birthday.
Aww.
Because I needed to give a shit about Paige's birthday, but I didn't put it on my calendar.
I've got one from October 19th, 2017. There is no title, but I can only imagine that I thought these would be good band names.
Oh. Styrofoam Butthole.
Oh, well, the first one's Silicone Butthole.
Love that.
Okay.
TMTM.
Jazz and the Buttholes.
Don't steal my band names. I will come for you.
I thought that was a band name for a second.
Number two, okay. Super Low Way Back. It's the lowest part of your back before you hit crack. Number three.
I've heard you say that one before.
Lovely Lady Lumps, which is also what we would sing aggressively to one of my friends, rest her soul, Basset Hounds. Well, she only had the one. But her name was Veruca, and she was a lovely, lovely lady, and she had lumpy lumpies, which are very common in Basset Hounds, yes. And we called them her Lovely Lady Lumps.
Beautiful.
And that's all that was in there.
You've also told me band names is Styrofoam Butthole. You've also given me my rap name, which was Lil Daddy Issues.
Lil Daddy Issues.
In that same conversation. So, that is fair. That is fair. But in reference back to the icks, however, I did create a generalized list, and I also did try to keep them rather gender neutral, because... you know, I'm not trying to yuck anyone's yum, and also, I am a bisexual lady, so this bothers me from multiple genders.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, the first one starting off with, this is what I tell everyone as my automatic first ick, is any gender singing at me. Like, when they, like, pull out a guitar and they're like, I'm gonna sing you a romantic song.
Please and they try to serenade to you.
Pay attention to only me and let me sing to you.
Yeah, my friend Sam that you met
yes.
has, like, almost a phobia of people
yes.
singing to her that aren't, like, a concert that she's paying correct. To go to.
It makes me want to be mean to them. And that's not healthy.
It makes her want to run. Yes. She's like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
No, I want to get away from that person.
See, and my thing is, when I'm that very uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
I can't look at you.
No.
I can't pay attention to only you.
This is not a romantic moment.
So now I am in full, like, I have to look you in the eye.
So then, am I the only one that liked the episode of Schitt's Creek where he sings Simply the Best?
Okay, no, that did not.
I just love Schitt's Creek. That's good.
That was the best.
I loved, and plus Tina, I fucking love Tina.
Yes.
She's simply the best.
Yes.
You know?
But, like, that is the only instance that I did not get full on ick.
Uh-huh.
So then I need to paint you an ick picture.
I can't
wait. I don't want your pick. Sure.
Ick. Sure. Well, I'm not Kid Rock, so I'm not putting the ick sure away.
Glad to know you're not Kid Rock. He's not allowed in my home.
So I used to work at this bar in Daytona, and we always had a cover band. And one of the cover band lead singers was super fucking hot. Like, all of us were like, I'm fixing to fuck some. You know, like yeah. All of us young women had our eyes on this prize. Well, one of the other staff members, it was not me. Unfortunately, it was not me. Went home with him. And she came back the next day to tell us the tale of what it was like going home with him.
Should maybe not pour my wine near the microphone.
Or do. We're drinking. It's fine.
Tell me the tale of his...
Ick. And she was like, so we were fucking. Mm. We're mid-fuck.
Oh, I feel like I know where this is going.
And he starts humming.
Huh.
The tune of one of his own songs, like an original song. And she's like, and then he started like drumming on his chest.
Mid thrust.
Oh. And then started singing one of his own ditties while drumming on his chest. And she was like, the best way I could describe it is, you know, that part on Dirty Dancing when Patrick Swayze takes her hand and goes, go, 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 go.
Oh, that no. also
And
gave
I was
me
like,
the ugh!
No.
It cured my need to fuck him.
Yes.
Immediately.
Like that. Never looked at him the same again. I did after that make out with the drummer of that band in the bathroom of Frank's Front Row in Daytona.
Yeah.
Okay, so stemming off of that, another ick. And I think I can say this
stemming while we stem.
Big stems. Yep. I think I can say this for most everybody. If you are a musician in any form or fashion, I don't care how big of a musician you are. Like, you could be headlining every tour of fucking, I don't, every fucking con, like, whatever. Do not turn on your own music while you fucking.
No.
No.
I don't care who you are. I don't care how fucking talented you are.
Right.
Immediately, dry as the Sahara Desert.
Yeah.
It just, it whop, but it's the sound of it slamming shut.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yes.
It's and the God, scene from Aladdin with the desert and the lion thing. Yep, yep, yep.
Yep. Yep.
Thank you.
Like, I can I can almost guarantee you your dick might be taken off. Well,
hey.
Or your lady dick.
Yeah.
I don't judge. You're whatever
appendage.
You're using to fuck, okay? Yeah. It's not gonna exist anymore. All right, just keep that shit to yourself. Mm-hmm. Go fucking masturbate to your own music. I don't give a shit.
Oh yeah,
I don't need to
look
know
at
about
yourself
that.
In the mirror. Yeah, make right. eye contact. I don't care.
That's what that's between you
that's
and
you,
you
time.
And
yes.
and the God you pray to.
Yeah,
y'all are the. Between you, yourself,
and maybe your neighbor
Jesus
that
Christ.
Can still see you because you forgot to close the curtain.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, close your curtains.
You know, yes. And then backtracking.
Yes,
into,
and.
Not backtracking. Wrapping it up in the regards
It's another
of,
reach around.
It's another reach around in regards to sounds and music is one.
The sound of music? Are you about to tell me the hills are alive?
No.
Okay. Alive. With the sound of music.
Oh,
I thought you were going to
give me... Callie, reach around.
I thought you were going to give me the background
weird
vocals.
Mouth noises in general.
Oh.
Like, people who... And I'm not going to do it right now, because if I was listening to this podcast and I heard these noises, I would feel violently ill.
At least we made it to, like, you know, 30-minute mark.
Beautiful.
Before we could...
Make people violently ill. So, there are specific people in my life who... will make the most awful mouth noises.
Dear God.
And they don't even know that they're doing it.
Like,
and they have to.
Ugh.
And I have sat there with my headphones in and nothing playing but the noise cancellation solely for the fact that I am trying not to crawl out of my own skin.
I think you shared one of those noises with us last week, actually, and I don't remember what it was, but I do remember that it made me fucking cackle laugh, because
it was hilarious. Yeah, it also makes me want to crawl out of my skin. I cannot do people's mouth noises. No. I don't want to hear you chewing on whatever the fuck you think is so delicious. And if you say yummy...
I don't want to hear you randomly grunt or moan or pick your teeth. Makes spit noises. I was with someone who used to swish their spit around in their mouth to retrieve the food from in between their teeth.
Betwixt, if you will.
Betwixt. And wondered why I was so angry is because I could just hear it. And that also wraps into reality TV shows have gotten fucking aggressive at turning up mics. When people are kissing.
Ugh. Oh, no, no. No one likes that sound.
No.
I don't want to hear your mouth noises. I
want to throw up. I want to run away.
Like, look. Oh, shit.
Yep. No, it's okay. I become just another person when I have to hear those sounds. And I relate it back to some other issues. But now there are also some people in my life who have realized I hate that sound so much from the reality TV shows that they will purposely and audibly start making very loud kissing sounds with each other.
Nope, don't like it.
And I'm like, I am the most uncomfortable I'm not the most uncomfortable I've ever been. But I am...
Pretty damn close.
I am wanting to run. And I don't love those situations for me. So, yeah. Kissing sounds on reality TV.
I also do have to pee.
Okay.
But I can... Nope. I'm gonna pee.
Take a pause.
Okay.
I'm gonna pee. You were gonna say something.
Yes. So my... I'm also on the full train of, dear God, do not let me hear your mouth noises.
Yes.
It stresses me the fuck out. It also has a name.
Oh, yeah.
Something phobia.
Start with an M. Is it like the
misophonia?
I wanted to say
I'm pretty sure it's misophonia.
Yeah, that's probably it. But I kept wanting to say like mesothelioma, the thing with the lawsuit.
If you have, it is indeed
misophonia.
Thank you, ma'am.
What do you call when you hate people that just mouth breathe? Because that's on my
I think that's just your disgusting phobia.
I also hate that. If you are a mouth breather and you are not sick or injured.
I was going to say that is the only...
Or disfigured in some way that mechanically you have no other choice other than to breathe through your mouth. Our nose is a gift and using it...
You don't forget that gift.
Appreciate it while you can.
If you're breathing out of your mouth, how are you supposed to smell that you left your gas on? Stop it. Stop walking around with your fucking jaw agape, looking like a fucking idiot.
Breathing out
of your mouth.
Sometimes I catch myself doing it at work, mostly because I'm trying to read and I can't see very well. And I will be looking at my screen.
That's the mascara face. It's the same thing. It's the mascara face.
That's fair.
I do that. And I have the tattoo face, and sometimes I get into it like this. And I'm like, why am I making these
faces? I do one of these a lot.
I had a tattoo ick.
Because
it was brought up to me by a friend who went to have relations with a man, and he had just the big letter of the university they went to.
Oh, dear.
Tattooed on him.
Did we discuss the guy that was briefly courted by, who had his initials not only tattooed on his arm but made into a necklace that he was wearing?
So it wasn't enough to have it permanently on him.
No, his two initials.
He needed to make sure he could remember with his shirt on and off.
And off, yeah. Beautiful. He was very, very proud of his initials, and I was like, man, my pussy's never been drier.
Yeah. I did indeed put university and Greek letter tattoos on there as an ick.
I've got one.
Okay.
That is a universal, doesn't matter who you are. And I mentioned it earlier. I hate when adults use the word yummy.
Yeah.
I hate it so deeply. I also hate when adults use, outside of the context of talking to a child, tummy or potty.
Oh my God, I think I do.
How do you feel about the little boy's room?
I had, that's where I was going with this. I had a previous, love him to death, wonderful man. But he, every time he would tell me that he needed to like wrap up our meeting to go to the bathroom, he would say, I need to run to the little boy's room before my next meeting. He also would abbreviate it to LBR. And I was like, I'm sorry. We didn't need that. No. Nobody needed that.
No.
Children are not running around with a list, a scroll of abbreviations that they should use. Little boy's room. Get out of here. You're a 44-year-old man. A
grown man.
I don't like when children's words are used by adults outside of the context of talking to a child. It stresses me out. I don't know why. It might also be another ick, and I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
It is just involuntary. I don't even know if it's an ick so much as, like, it's the only thing I can focus on in this instance. Adult braces.
Oh.
They wig me out. And I think it's because your mouth says teenager, your body says I'm a full-grown adult.
Yeah.
And what if it just says I couldn't afford these until now?
I mean, no. I think, and I understand that that's probably what it is.
Again, we are not trying to yuck anyone's yum. No. We're also not trying to diss what anyone does. We might be trying to diss if you make involuntary mouth noises.
Don't do that.
Please don't.
Fucking focus in, bud.
Chew with your mouth closed.
I understand if you couldn't afford it until now, and that's, I totally get it. Like, I know people who are just now in their 30s planning on getting corrective dental work done.
Do you remember the conversation we had about you calling my piercings corrective lenses for my nipples? You said corrective measures for people's teeth, and all I could think of were corrective lenses.
Those are your corrective lenses.
And you called my piercings corrective lenses for my nipples.
Which are like the eyes of the chest.
Yeah.
Which your eyes are the nips of the face. Anyway. Yes. But
poet.
Of course. No, it's just like, I don't know what it is. And I think part of it is that, like, when I first meet people, one of the first things I notice is teeth. I don't know why. Uh-huh. It's just one of the first things I notice. And maybe it's because I'm somewhat uncomfortable making too much eye contact with somebody I first meet. So I'm looking at their mouth, so it kind of looks like I'm looking at their eyes.
Yeah.
But not really. So when you open your mouth and it becomes a teenage mouth, but I thought I was talking to an adult, but your mouth says I don't know what it is. Once again, I understand people may not have been able to afford it, or their parents couldn't afford it for them. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
It just wigs me out. It's not even an ick. It's just an observation I've made of myself, and I know that I'm in the wrong.
Makes
me
want to go,
Uh-huh.
So, there's a couple of mine. Please stop using the words tummy, yummy, and potty in my presence, or I will roundhouse kick you in the face.
What if I tell my dog to go potty? I tell them to go potty.
That's fine. Your dog's your child.
And I think I might say yummy, but I feel like there are instances where it's appropriate, and it's not always, because I try to use different descriptors when I'm talking about food, just because I am a snob about food. But some things are just simply a little yummy. And that's it. They're not delicious. It's like the comfort thing. It's like the things that I equate to my childhood. I'm like, it's yummy. Yeah. It's like, you know, like ice cream is just...
just gave me full body.
You and I also do both regularly say, I got tummy troubles.
Okay, but I think in that instance, it's funny because hot girls have tummy troubles.
They do.
And it's also...
We're hot girls. You can't see it, but we're hot girls.
It's also more palatable than me walking up to, like, one of our male coworkers who I've recently decided is my friend. Hope you are in agreement, because you are. And it's more palatable to that person who I know very, very recently. Uh-huh. And for me to say I have tummy troubles than for me to say, I need to take a fat shit.
That's fair. That's fair.
And I always say it like a small child.
Yeah.
When I say, I have tummy troubles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Just real quick, I want to paint a picture. My husband is Sasquatching his way down the hallway outside of the room that we're recording in, trying to make as little noise as possible. And it's hysterical.
I love that. I would like to make a physical attribute an ick, not on someone. It's not something they're born with. If they're born with this,
maybe she's born with this. Maybe it's.
Oh, Maybelline.
No, I was gonna have you say what your ick was.
Oh, maybe it's pit vipers.
Pit vipers.
Have you ever seen the sunglasses?
The big ass ugly mirrored sunglasses. They're like a colorful. I saw there was somebody in the
like
car
the
behind me.
Like the redneck stuff.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Those are stupid.
I had a man put his pit vipers on me one time at a party.
Like if you're not fishing and you need, what was it called? Like a.
I thought you were talking about catfishing.
No, I mean like if you're actually fishing on a boat and you need like the polarized lenses, like that's one thing. But you know.
No, I had a man put his pit vipers on me at a party and then go. There you go. Your credit score has dropped 50 points. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Charming. There was a man. I won't call him a man. I think he was a boy. Mm. There was probably a teenager. Child. A yee child. in the car behind me on my way home from work the other day. Mm-hmm. And he had unironically pulled out, like as he's turning out behind me, so now I can see him in my rearview mirror, mm-hmm. puts on his pit vipers. And I was like, oh, you look like Joe Dirt, like, you look rough, brother. And also, I just want to know, why do you spend so much money to look like you went to the Dollar Tree and bought those? Because when we were kids, I don't know if y'all recall, but it was those. They wrapped around your face. It was funny colored around. And then it was a fucking polarized, multicolored lens.
Well, I was a kid 10 years younger than you were.
Okay,
and
but
those
still.
Were Oakleys, and they were all the rage.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
and they were expensive.
Like
they were
the
really
they
expensive,
expensive
sunglasses,
I
and
agree.
They were the same thing.
I distinctly remember my parents, for, like, birthday parties, purchasing those, like, Dollar Tree sunglasses to put in people's goodie bags to take home with them.
Oh, no, I don't remember those.
They came in, like, a multi-pack. I'll see if I can find them. I think I've seen them at Target. As a goodie bag filler.
Like, all I can think about is, like, the 3D glasses that you get at the movie theater.
We wear them for your birthday for Dad's on vacation.
If I can find them in our head size.
Yes.
Okay. I have a large noggin.
Well, I also, this is where I tell you on the pod, so everyone knows, so I don't forget, I won't forget. Part of your birthday present from me is something for you to wear on your birthday. And your husband has seen it and busted out laughing and goes, oh my god, that is perfect.
So everybody knows, my theme for my 30th birthday in this 30th year of life, my birthday's in May.
As you said, the Lord of our year, T-Pain.
Yes.
Happy Pain.
The Lord of our year.
Lord of our year.
The year of our Lord.
my
liege. Anyway, my birthday party theme as a 30-year-old woman is Dad on Vacation. And I came to this idea based on I had a job in accompaniment with the job that I won't name. I also worked at Madewell. And, you know, they have those, like, you know, more slouchy, button-down, like, short-sleeve collared shirts. Uh-huh. And every time we would get new ones in, I'd be like, that's my vibe, Dad on Vacation, back at ya. And that was, like, what I identified my style as when I worked at Madewell, as well as the other place that we won't name.
Yes.
And so now, in my 30th year, I've come full circle, and that will be the theme of my birthday. Uh-huh. And so I will, in fact, be wearing socks and sandals. I will, in fact, be wearing jorts.
Yeah.
I will, in fact, be wearing some sort of Hawaiian shirt, a fanny pack, and maybe a visor. we'll see. I've got all kinds of baseball caps. I can make it work. So, I'm interested to see what this gift is.
Oh.
Come time.
Beautiful. Again, I sent it a picture of it to your husband, and he goes, "Bahahahaha, she will love it."
Love it.
So, Bahahahaha.
He knows my humor.
I truly can't wait. I think it's going to be...
Can I see it? Oh, so I can bahahaha?
You certainly can see it as soon as I pull up my
order email. History.
Yeah, my... That, thank you.
You're welcome.
Words are hard.
Occasionally, when I have 5 days off from work, I can make words happen.
Hey, sometimes we need those.
So while they look at the thing I'm not allowed to see.
Okay. I just forgotten about it.
I had a little menti bee on Thursday, so yeah. I stayed home.
As one does.
And took a day off. And then I was already planning on having my mental breakdown on Friday, uh-huh. So I'd already had that day off. And then I took today off just for good measure, just a little extra.
Yeah.
And I've been working on house projects and chopping all my hair off. So you guys will see that soon.
Love
when
it.
We, well, this will be, I mean... You guys will be listening to this in the future. Our Instagram post will already be out. But yeah. You'll see the new me.
Minty Bee season is upon us. Uh-huh. Yesterday, when I woke up, the winter into spring in North Carolina is like 30 days of night, where we just get biblical rain mm-hmm. for no good reason. And it's gray.
The floods are coming.
And it's horrible. And then, like, you'll get one sunny day that feels like you're coming out of it, and then BAM!
Yeah.
Like, you're smacked right out of it. And this is the hardest time of year for me. I'm a native Floridian. I want to be a lizard on a rock. Like, that's what I want to be in life. And so, yesterday morning, after 5 solid days of rain, the sun came out, and I was laying in bed, and I saw that it was sunny outside, and I was so excited that it was sunny outside. And we walk our dogs every morning, and we're getting ready to walk the dogs, and I look, and my husband's got like my parka, like my fucking like coat, handing it to me, and I was like, do I need that?
What's
and
this
he
for?
Goes, yeah babe, it's cold out there and windy as fuck. And without having time to, like, process my emotions, my lip poked out, my eyes filled up with tears. And I just started crying, and he's, like, leashing up the dogs, and he notices that I'm, like, full, like, the silent part before you start sobbing. And he's like, what's wrong? And I was like, I don't want to be cold anymore. And I just started sobbing. Because it's cold. That's a ridiculous thing to cry over. So if you're feeling a little bit like you're in Minty Bee season over the stupidest shit, please cry about the weather. Yeah. It feels good.
It does feel good.
It feels good.
Well, I'm one of those people, I need it to be like in between. I can't do extreme cold. Uh-huh. I can't do extreme hot. I need it to be like 75 and sunny.
Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody would prefer that, and that's why California is so expensive.
Oh, right.
Wow.
But also, mm-hmm. I too am quite ready for the sun to be a reflection of what it feels like outside, because I hate... So, I'm a tall person. I have long, long arms. My arms are longer than I am tall. Like, my arms are, like, 6'2", if not longer.
That wingspan,
and
though.
I have the wingspan of a bald eagle. That's my fun fact.
That was my bald eagle noise.
That was beautiful.
Love it. And so when I'm driving, because a lot of places do not sell jackets or coats.
Or shackets, where
the sleeves match, like, they get longer as the size gets bigger.
Yeah, there's no women's big and tall store, you know?
No, and often they also don't sell the tall jackets in the store. You have to order them online. So because of that, my freaking jacket sleeves are up to my... They're all
three-quarter length.
Yes, they're like elbow pit when I'm driving, and I'm like, this is uncomfy, and it starts to get tight because, God forbid, it's fucking wide enough for me to at least be comfortable when it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so I'm driving to work, sans jacket, get out of my car, which already there's a disparity in temperature between my home and the temperature at work, which is only like 45 minutes away. And I'm like, well, fuck. Now I have to put on this jacket that I was hoping to not have to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. And that's my rant.
I mean, my clothing excuse is that I am a Floridian and I grew up being able to just put on one thing and some flip-flops and I was fine. And dressing yourself in winter requires layers, and certain shoes don't go with certain layers,
uh-huh.
And certain pants don't go with this other top layer, and then if you're wearing this, and then maybe you have to put your hair up or down, and I'm not a fashion girly. Like, I don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I look at these cute little, like, fall wintertime Barbies that step out and they look fucking gorgeous and like, yes, the perfect boots with the perfect dress, yeah. And I'm like, oh, well, I want to do that. Uh-huh. But then I put all those things on and I start panicking like a child. Yep. Like a little child that doesn't want to wear their socks. I start like pulling them off. I'm like, yeah, you want to wear socks? And it's tied around my neck, and like I start like freaking out.
Uh-huh.
I can't do it. Give me sundress. Here's the thing about summer. It's two things for me. It is my muumuu era.
Yeah.
And it is my slut era.
Yeah.
And I am 40. If you
can find a slutty muumuu for this woman.
I am
woman.
39 and a half. I only have so many years of my ass hanging out before I have to start looking older for it to be acceptable. Because then I'll just look crazy. So, but like also... I don't think I actually care if it's acceptable. Like, I am a tacky Floridian at heart.
Yes.
I am more naked than I think any human should be on any given time. I refuse to wear a bra. I don't want to wear pants. I want to be in summer so that I can, you know...
Truly, almost wore a dress to work today in 30-degree weather because I did not want to put on pants this morning.
Yeah, I would also like to state for the record, at 39 and a half years old, and I'm not going to say it the way you got told when you were in a prom dress at a club,
club,
but you do not, let me roll that back. Number one.
Roll it back.
And I can, honestly, I'll pull this back to icks as well.
Yeah.
One of my biggest icks is people being too invested in how other people look. And
like people that like look at people and they're like, what is she wearing?
Yeah. Like that, yes, sort of thing. Or like,
I hate that too, because that's why I'm so insecure, is people like that make me feel bad.
The people who have to make a comment on every single person that walks past them.
Or like, why did you cut your hair that way? Why did you do this? And this is coming from somebody who literally, I just cut all the rest of my hair off.
Also, I really love it. Yeah. Like, not to like evaluate you, because I know you don't need that, but I do love it.
That's what I said literally as soon as I walked in the door today, too.
And like, I feel like for so long, my hair was such like an identifier for me. And it became this thing that was way more important to other people than it ever was to me. Like, when I was younger, I would like bleach my hair and I would fucking dye it pink. And when I was in college, I had this like whole underside of my hair, these like beautiful rainbow colors that my friend did for me. And like, I would straighten it. I would wear it curly. It is my identity in that I can do so many things with it. It is not my identity in that other people are allowed to give it value.
Yeah.
So I chopped all my hair off and you know what? It's gonna have to be fine with everybody because it's already done.
Yeah.
It's hair.
Bon voyage.
And let me tell you, when I chopped that last little bit off, the weight that left my shoulders.
Good.
Unmatched.
Good.
But just like, shut the fuck up about how other people decide to live their lives. I'll just say it like that. I'm not gonna get into anything else.
Like, if it's not hurting anyone, right? Yeah. And it makes you happy, how on earth does someone get to evaluate
right
that for you as an outsider? Like, the snobs of the world, can we fuck off right with that? Because I can tell you in me, I made the comment about not being a fashion girly, but there are actually things about me that I love, and I like to wear things that are very eccentric and loud and colorful,
yeah,
and flowy and big and obnoxious, or little and obnoxious, mm-hmm. and they make me happy.
Yes.
And then when I go out, I feel very small. Like, I'm in the mirror at home, like, swishing a giant skirt around, and I'm like,
I'll take a million mirror selfies. You want to take a photo while we're out? Absolutely.
Yeah, and then I go out and I feel 2 inches tall and embarrassed, and I'm all of a sudden a 12-year-old being picked on by my friends again, mm-hmm. for buying the off-brand shoes. Yeah. You know, like, why? It's the...
And that, I think, has been the most freeing thing in my mid to late 20s. I'm damn near 30. Is deciding that I don't give a fuck what people think about how I dress. As long as I am dressing, like... Let's say we're at work. As long as I'm dressing within dress code,
yeah.
Why does it matter that I wore fucking cargo pants? I wore cargo pants. Oh, get over it.
My child reposted the meme that said, oh, don't like cargo pants? Let me search all of my pockets for a fuck to give.
Exactly.
Like, I laughed so hard at that. Because Veda do be wearing cargo pants.
And I just think there is so many more interesting things about a person. And also, fashion is what you make it. Decide what you feel comfortable in. Decide what you feel pretty in. Or handsome, if you would prefer that word.
They feel pretty too.
Decide what you feel best in and wear it like you feel best in it.
I think that probably means we need to take back our Pit Viper's comment.
That I'm not taking back. Fuck a Pit Viper. Those aren't necessary.
I feel like that probably means if they make them happy, though.
If it makes you happy, okay. And it's not hurting anyone.
Go out and spend $500 on glasses that you could buy from the Dollar Tree. Fine. Fine. I'll take it back. But also, know that I think you look silly. But anyway.
I will stand by ankle pants on men. Is a funky, funky look.
You know, I think...
I don't know, I kind of dig it.
Yeah.
I like a snappy dresser. I am a huge fan of a snappy dresser and a fantastic whistler.
I like
that. Like, these are two things...
You would have loved my grandmother.
But like if I hear...
A snappy dresser and
if I'm in a grocery store and I hear somebody just whistling the most fantastic whistle, and I'm like, oh my God, I know what's happening.
Okay.
And I turn a corner... Almost guaranteed it's a grandpa in some sort of fancy dress and tailored pants, and he's whistling and having a good time picking out pickles. And
yes, it's always the pickle.
I adore a snappy dress whistler, and also with the ankle pants and shit. Like, is it?
Y'all can't see, but I am rolling my eyes at Callie.
I don't love that it's become the uniform for, like,
the hipster?
Every traditional tattooer right now, no offense, that they have to have the same barbered haircut and the same high pants.
Uh-huh.
But it's not a look that, like, repulses me. I actually really enjoy when, because I've dated a lot of men that, like, reject fashion. They're mm-hmm. like, I'm a man. I can look like shit all the time and it doesn't fucking matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Current husband, I think, definitely didn't really give a shit about, like, fashion, but recently has started putting on things that might be seasonal or geographically appropriate when we go places. And he feels fucking pretty when he puts on mm-hmm. his yellow linen shirt when we're in Florida. He feels fucking pretty.
I would like to yell out to Yosef that he's a pretty man.
He is a pretty man when he wears his fucking yellow fancy linen shirt.
Yeah.
And you know what? He felt so fancy in it that when we continued to go to tropical climates, he bought more linen clothes.
Good.
He looks like Uncle Tito on vacation. It's fantastic.
I fucking love
Dad's on vacation.
Yeah, it makes me happy. And, like, here's the thing. If you actually don't like fashion, that's fine. Don't fucking shit on other people for enjoying
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't yuck somebody's yum.
Correct.
Because it's either traditional and that's what they enjoy doing, wearing, being. Mm. Or it's, I'm going to stick to wearing, actually, on that front. And don't fucking shit on people who want to dress eccentrically. There's a woman at our office, and she wears these... Oh, my
gosh.
I mean, her outfits are just stunning. She wears these, like, big, poofy, like, full-on, what's the word? Like, taffeta fucking skirts.
Yes.
And, like, a matching top that has giant, like, poofy... princess sleeves and
like earrings you would have never thought of, or shoes you would have never thought of, and you're like, yes,
it's like a platform.
She loves it.
Stiletto.
She's probably so fucking happy.
Bedazzled.
And, it looks so
good. And she gives herself the gun in the wink when she leaves the house.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
She's like, look at this
and
motherfucker.
Like, and more recently, I would say I've been like, fuck it, I'm buying these fucking. I bought 3 pairs of pants.
Yeah.
One of which. Three pairs of pantaloons,
ooh.
One of which are, like, supposed to look like they're 2 pairs of jeans that were not family, that have been sewn together to become family.
Is it the two-tone ones?
Yes.
Are they the black ones or the
I got
denim?
The denim ones because they didn't have the black ones in my size.
Okay.
And then also, I got some, like, they're called, like, dad, like...
Baggy dad jeans.
It wasn't those.
Oh, because I accidentally called them Baghdad jeans.
She did. It's like a like a baggy dad trouser.
Yes.
And I cannot wait to wear those to work tomorrow. And if you had known me in my like early 20s, late teens, I would never, ever, I would have been so worried about walking out of my house and people misconstruing who I was. Now, I also was not comfortable in my sexuality at that point. So that may have been part of it, was me being deeply closeted and a bisexual lady. But I think there's just such beauty in finding your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, okay, is it that I'm going to wear Dolly Parton earrings to work? Sure.
Also because I bought her Dolly Parton
she
earrings.
She did. Is it?
I was like,
is
yes.
It, is
well,
it,
you are working 9 to 5, so...
We
you
were
should
7 to 5,
actually, most days. 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a way to make a living.
Ah.
But, you know, just, like, fucking be you.
Yeah.
Be bold.
Do you. We've got one friend that mocks my style, if you will, because I'm always wearing something baggy somewhere or something super slutty, but usually it's like a combo of both.
Mm-hmm.
But there's usually one part of my outfit that doesn't, to the straight male eye, please.
Oh, good.
You know?
Good.
Which is my goal. I refuse to wear a bra, but not in a sexy way. I'm glad it bothers you that I'm not wearing a bra.
Right.
Like, ultimately, in my core, that kind of makes me happy. But every time we go visit these friends, he always will make a joke about something that I have on. And it bothered me at first, but now I'm like, I know, right? Like, I have a coat that I call it my Penny Lane coat, you know, because it very much looks like from Almost Famous. Like, it's like a corduroy coat, and it's got, like, this faux fur on the collar and on the cuffs, except for it's very cheap.
Yeah.
And one of the funniest things he's ever said to me was he's wearing this coat, and we're hanging out, and he's like, it's a real nice coat. Is that a... real golden retriever?
Hey. Oh! That's actually pretty fucking good.
And he busts my balls all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess I've kind of realized that I've grown out of it. Like, there are parts of me, like, a mean girl could break me.
Yes.
Like, a mean girl could definitely make fun of what I'm wearing and be like...
Oh, you didn't have my sister growing up.
Yeah, and it would make me crumb. No, I had bullies, though. I had plenty of bullies.
My sister's lovely, but she did also look at me at one point while I was putting on lip gloss in a restaurant bathroom mirror and going, why are you putting on makeup? You're not pretty anyways.
Oh.
I do love her to death. She was just an asshole of a child.
Oh.
So.
My sister was my first abuser, but we won't get into that.
Yeah, I can't say that that's gotten a whole lot better. She's still an asshole of a child, but not to me. She's very loving and endearing to me. She wrote a... Happy Women's Month, also.
Oh, yeah. Happy Women's Month.
She wrote a story about me last year that I haven't gotten to read yet for Women's Month on me and how strong I am. And how much she looks up to me.
We love that.
And she's lovely. She was just...
massive fan of that.
An asshole of a child. And that's okay.
You know, sometimes you grow out of being an asshole.
I love that.
Yes. And on a lighter note of icks, one that I think that we could all agree on, walking back from your turn after bowling.
Oh, God, yeah. Why is that so disturbing?
It feels so strange. Okay, you go up to bowl. I already feel awkward. You're looking at my rear end. And now I'm imagining that you're critiquing my rear end and you're finding issues with it as I'm going up to bowl. And then I'm left-handed.
You just
got to
go up there and be like, my ass is great.
And then I bowl and I'm left-handed, so sometimes it's a little wonky. And I actually used to be in a professional bowling league as a child. Fun fact, I used to have
a professional
trophies.
Wait, time out. Yeah. Professional children's bowling league?
Yes.
That sounds like child labor.
That's how I spent every Saturday morning. My breakfast on Saturdays were bowling alley French fries.
Callie was a hip kid.
They put us in these ugly ass polos. We had to wear these polos and khakis.
Yeah, it's part of the uniform.
I had a Galaxy bowling ball. That had my name on it.
Do you still have this bowling ball? Is it in your parents' home?
Not that I'm aware of.
Callie.
There's nowhere for them to put it.
It's got to be in their attic.
There's no telling.
What if they make your brother do it?
They won't make Carson do that. The kid is... unhinged. The kid has too much ADHD to go bowling.
All right.
Oh, sorry, I accidentally just pulled my titty out trying to wipe my face with my shirt.
Tits out for Harambe.
Oh, I saw someone on TikTok explain to someone in the year of 2024 who Harambe was.
R.I.P.
They had no clue. They'd never heard of this situation. And they were like almost in tears. They're like, oh my God, why did they shoot that gorilla? He just wanted to be friends with the kid. He just wanted to say hello. He was just curious.
Somebody's dumbass parent didn't pay attention to their kid, and the kid got into an enclosure, and it's not the gorilla's fault.
And so
it was not his fault. It's never the animal's fault.
The person who was explaining it was hysterically laughing, and the girl learning about this for the first time was like, oh my God, why? Why are you laughing at this? And he goes, because I've already processed my trauma about Harambe.
And there was also an entire movement where men, boys really, would run around yelling dicks out for Harambe. So
I missed that one. I was a little too old for that.
Well, I've changed it now. It's tits out for Harambe. Correct. Free the nipple.
I would like to tell a story that does not give me the ick, but it does make me think about it. Dicks out for Harambe.
Does that give you the ick?
No.
Oh.
But I'm going to tell a story that doesn't give me the ick.
Wait, did we finish your bowling thing?
I think we did.
Walking back from bowling?
No, we didn't finish the bowling.
Okay, walking back from bowling is the most embarrassing thing on the planet. And it's universally embarrassing.
I'm overanalyzing how people are looking at me. And now, mind you, I have done like a Christmas party team bowling event. And still, around coworkers, I was like, these people are going to overanalyze me and they're going to find something to make fun of me for, and I'm not going to have a good comeback, or it's really going to affect me. It probably wouldn't, but in my head, this is what I'm panicking about. And after, you know, probably 8 rounds, I got over it. So 8 turns, not 8 rounds.
There's only 10, Callie.
I know, but it took me 8 to get over it.
Jesus Christ.
So, and then we bowled a second game, and I was like, I can do this. So, it's the walking back. Like, are you going to watch your ball? Are you going to walk backwards? Are you going to do a turn?
Right.
A little something? You add a little flair?
Well, and then there's, like...
walking back knowing that all of these people are looking at you.
Well, and then also, it's like, no matter how well you did...
Yeah.
The walking back is awkward.
Yeah.
And it also gives you secondhand embarrassment for other people.
Yes.
Why? We all have to do it. How are we going to get back? I can't, like, run down the alley and come out a back door.
Nope.
And they never have to see me walk back.
This is, like, the perfect place for the awkward, stereotypical white guy smile.
Yes. I've done that. But also,
we move on.
Well, I'm terrified.
No, it's closed lip. We do the...
Well, I'm terrified of someone overanalyzing me while I'm going up to bowl or while I'm walking back. I don't overanalyze them.
Right.
So, but I don't know why I'm so scared of it.
I don't know.
I've never had this fear. I've never bowled enough to have this fear.
I think maybe just bowling in general, while I enjoy it and while I don't see anything wrong with it, mm-hmm. I don't know why. But yeah, it's like the walking up, doing the thing uh-huh. where people could judge me, and then walking back. Why am I so embarrassed of that?
Correct.
I need to do some inner work.
I have two that I would really like for us to wrap up on.
Okay.
And it depends on if we want to have a funny ha-ha conversation or a funny, slightly angry conversation.
Let's go funny ha-ha. Let's funny round ha-ha? Out with a funny ha-ha.
Funny ha-ha.
Funny fa-ha.
Okay, we'll go funny ha-ha. Okay.
But not funny ha-ha. Funny, oh, funny weird.
Do you know... Do both ladies know?
Jaslyn snorted, take a drink.
I'm empty.
What fuckboy betting is?
No.
What the fuck did you say?
Fuckboy betting.
Betting, B-E-D-D or betting?
B-E-D-D-I-N-G, as in the things they put on their bed.
Oh, no. Mm.
Okay, so.
Okay, I thought you meant betting a fuckboy.
No. I mean, that is kind of an ick as well, and I've done that to myself a time or two. Kind of an ick. But
I was going to say something, but I'll keep it in my head and tell you after we stop recording.
Will you remember when we stop recording? Yes. Okay, beautiful. The fuckboy bedding is your average navy blue or gray sheets. They have one pillow, and it is stained yellow all over it on the inside. Like, the actual pillow is probably yellow. It's collected so much skin cells. Oh, that too.
And this is just a brief intermission to say you can, in fact, and should, in fact, wash your pillows. Dear God, wash your pillows.
Or buy new ones. I know that's not sustainable.
This is a message from the fucking Don't Get Diseases From Your Own Pillows administration.
Oh,
okay?
I love that administration.
Fucking wash your pillows. Anywho, continue.
LLC. Okay. So, fuckboy bedding. So, typical... navy blue or gray sheets. They probably have one
black
pillow. Yeah, black sheets. They
or
probably
red
have one. I've not seen red in the category yet.
I've seen red.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
I've dated fuckboys and they had red bedding.
Okay.
I also dated a fuckboy who had silk sheets. And let me tell you, either the pillow was shooting off one end of the bed, because he also did not have
or
a bed frame. Or I was slipping and sliding off the other side.
Okay, hold on. No bed frame is also one.
Yes.
So, their bed frame is typically iffy, but one pillowcase is barely on it, and the plaid bedspread.
Oh, God.
Or the solid...
that they got from their mom's house that their dad used in the 70s.
Probably.
My dad still has his.
Or it's from their dorm room. Like, and that's fine. Use what you got. Use what you got, guys. Do what you have to do. Guys and ladies.
I mean, yeah, but also...
but it is the average, like, they're going to send you a you-up text at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
That is most likely what their bedding is going to look like. The, I don't want you to catch feelings... but I'm going to honk your tit as foreplay, guys.
Okay.
That is most likely what their bedding looks like.
And I would like to state for the record, I'm not bashing people who can't afford
correct
a bed frame.
Again.
That is very different. But if you already know that they're a fuckboy and then you go into their home... or you're learning very slowly but surely that they're a fuckboy and you go into their home and there's... no bed frame, and any of those colored sheets, and definitely, like, some
singular
sort
dirty
of...
pillow.
Yeah.
I guess I...
that's a surefire.
Old lady here.
Okay.
Chiming in.
Not old, but okay.
This fuckboy idea, I've never really understood it, because when people describe fuckboys and the things that are in a fuckboy's house, or the thing that a fuckboy might say or do, it really just sounds like every... single man I knew in my late teens throughout my 20s. Like, it sounds like men before they mature, which is sometimes never, but I don't think anybody's worth fucking until they're at least 33 with a penis. Just putting
fair
that out there.
Which is the age that I'm comfortable with Callie going to.
Callie's in her dating going range. Much older, but that's okay.
No, because then there's creeps.
But, like, what's the difference in a fuckboy and just, like, I'm single and I'm a fucking idiot?
Their personality, you know, is definitely yes. the difference. Now, the personality of someone. Now, if you are very communicative on, hey, this is just a hookup, beautiful. I respect that. I've not been a that fuck person. Boy. I have fully been that person who is like, it is 3 o'clock in the morning. Take your clothes off and go home. Like, that is not all in you're that, here for. No, not
there's in that other order. Stuff there's, happening between, and then they put their clothes back on.
Well, in that instance, there were not other things occurring in between.
Well, but they put their clothes back on before they left.
They did indeed put their clothes back on before thank they God. Walked out. Thank gosh. If they had driven naked all the way home, that would have been. Honestly, adds to the story.
Tit honk plus driving naked equals, dear God, what decisions did you make in life to get to this point?
Correct. So, you know, as long as they are very communicative on what they want, I don't believe that that person is a fuckboy, necessarily. Same. Okay. If you were both on the same page of, this is to fuck, this is literally a...
To fuck or not to fuck?
Correct. This is literally question. A, we were flirting for multiple times and I really just want to see your dick. And, or this is, we are coming home sloppy drunk from a bar and two consenting adults.
Right.
Like, that's fine. But there is the, no, like, I just don't know what I want right now. But like,
right. The
I want
people,
you around. Yeah. And
they don't want you, but they yeah. don't want you to seek out other means yeah. to meet your needs.
Yeah.
Okay. Or they tell you that they want you and that they are going to, you know, be the person that you want and that the person that they know you want. And then as soon as the deed is done, they bounce.
Yes.
And not like,
oh my God,
not
I
just
think the
like,
reason I don't understand it is because I was a fuckboy.
That's good. Well, that's fine.
That's what I don't get.
I think I have been well, a fuckboy.
I was going to say, at points, I too have been a fuckboy.
I didn't have fuckboy bedding, but I have been a fuckboy. I get it.
Same.
Yes. So, I get it. I have literally been a, let's do it for the plot. Let's do it because you want to see what their
see,
penis looks like.
I think you came out, at least in the last couple of instances of let's do it for the plot, less of a fuckboy and more of a disappointed lady.
I was a disappointed lady in many of my past instances with men or women, you know? So, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
We you live.
We live and we
you
learn.
You learn. You laugh. You learn.
Yeah. I had 25 list of ick, like 25 things listed on my icks.
I only had 7.
That we could have.
Oh, I just was coming up with them off the dome.
She does that. And I just wanted to include those. The one that was going to make us have, I think, a more angry and heated conversation was, I have a really strong ick to people who are rude to restaurant staff.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
knew
yep.
where Steph was going to go with that one for sure.
Okay, so we'll wrap up on don't be fucking rude to service workers at
yes.
all, period.
Ever.
Don't be rude to anybody.
It's a hard fucking job.
Right.
And people serving your food it's are not below you. Life. I worked with people that had master's degrees that were working with me
yes.
at fucking Cabo Fish Taco.
Right.
Yes.
It's not because they were fucking stupid. It's because they're smart enough to know that that's good goddamn money not
exactly.
to walk away from. And refilling your Diet Coke 47 times is not really a high priority there, Bob.
Yeah.
Like, so shut the fuck up.
Yes.
So we'll just round out on be fucking kind.
Tip your servers.
Tip your servers. Tip them minimum 20%.
Correct.
20% if you didn't like them.
Right. 20% is the starting rate for the fact that they had to deal with you and probably a bunch of assholes. So,
and your argument is, it's not my fault they don't get paid enough. You know what? You're aware of it and you're going out to eat.
And
correct.
Also,
so therefore, you are signing the contract.
You
I was going to say,
a restaurant
yes.
in that instance,
knowing that somebody's getting paid $2.13 an hour,
right.
and you're going to punish the person getting paid $2.13 an hour to get, you know, to make your point about
in,
how
yes.
service workers should be paid more.
Right.
Yes.
And in that case, you are the person paying them.
Yep.
So you are the person that is making the decision to not pay them enough. you are just as guilty as their employer.
Yeah.
100%.
So.
And you're a dick. Also,
and they would most likely not like if the cost of their food increased in order to pay those servers a more livable hourly wage.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah. So
there's actually again, no such thing that you can pay that many people.
Correct.
So, you know, as a lifer in the service industry and somebody that's been in the back of house, the front of house, the management, I've seen the numbers, I've crunched the numbers. Just fucking tip your servers. You know the drill.
We wrap up on be kind, tip your servers, don't be a fucking asshole.
And fart when you need to.
Fart when you need to. And shit when you
need to. Also, please do not yuck each other's yums. Within reason, if you want to wear something, design your bedroom a specific way, have whatever sheets you want, people. If you like pit vipers, you like pit vipers. However, please do not ever make mouth sounds in our presence.
And don't sing to someone while you're fucking them.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day. Goodbye.
Bye.